This product currently has 25,000 adverse event reports and more than 1,500 deaths. And
oh my God.
Giving this product to children because we're saying that they're involved with suicidal ideation. But believe it or not, the side effects of Lupron are suicidal thoughts, mood changes, depression, stroke, muscle atrophy, debilitating bone and joint pain, also cardiovascular events. And now they're saying it also can cause blindness.
What happens inside a child that is questioning their sexuality? They have to question whether God made a mistake. When you do that, you're in big trouble. You open yourself up to satanic possession. And that's what's taking place. And that's purposeful. It's not an accident that this is taking place.
Hey friends, thanks so much for tuning in. It's Sean from SGT Report here. So I did a very important panel discussion with my longtime friend, Dr. Len Horowitz, John Moore, and Mitch Fine. And friends, you're not going to want to miss this one because the timing's perfect, as a new California bill would punish parents for misgendering their children. The war on our families and our kids continues in earnest and at mock speed. A proposed amendment to a California bill would brand parents who refuse to affirm their own child's gender as abusive and could result in the loss of custody. You can't make this up, friends. And it recalls George Orwell's 1984, when Winston realizes something on page 80 by saying, in the end, the party would announce that 2 and 2 made 5, and you would have to believe it. For after all, how do we know that 2 and 2 make 4? This war against logic, biblical truth, and morals is only ramping up as the demon rats continue to wage war against our republic with their Marxist purge of all things good. Just a note before we start this one, guys, my audio board failed me in this recording, but my guests sound perfect. I hope you enjoy this one. Please spread it far and wide. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. Rein in wealth with a gold IRA from Noble Gold Investments. A gold IRA can fortify your own financial kingdom. Imagine the confidence that comes from a retirement backed by a tangible, proven asset. Gold, an asset that's not at the mercy of unpredictable market swings. Gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, the realm is yours to command. Fend off concerns about economic downturns and let your wealth thrive with the timeless security of precious metals. Now, past performance is no guarantee of future results, and always perform your own due diligence before making any investment decision. But this month, the first solid 1/4 ounce gold standard bullion coin ever issued with King Charles' image on it can be yours with your own qualifying gold IRA or 401k rollover of $50,000 or higher. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments. Call Noble Gold Investments at 877-646-5347 to get started, or visit noblegoldinvestments.com. That's noblegoldinvestments.com.
Hey friends, welcome back. Thank you so very, very much for tuning in. It's Sean from SGT Report here with a blockbuster presentation for you guys. I couldn't be more excited to have this conversation about what I think is the most important topic facing humanity today, and that is the plague of pedophilia in child sex trafficking, which is now a $32 billion a year business. More on that in just one second. Let me introduce my guests first. Dr. Len Horowitz, welcome back, sir.
Great to join you again, Sean.
Well, thank you, sir, for helping us arrange this with our two fine participants and advisors on this. Mitch Fine, an attorney in human rights, international human rights. Mitch, welcome back. Good to see you again.
Good to be here, Sean. I look forward to the discussion.
I really appreciate you guys. I'm going to share the serendipity here in just one second. As God would have it, as fate would have it, you know, Dr. Len Horowitz, we just arranged this 2 weeks ago, and I'm telling you, God has a plan. John Moore joins us as well. He's a former homicide detective and a radio talk show host. John, how are you, sir?
Good to be here, Sean. Well, I'm wonderful. Thank you.
Friends, why have 27 kids from Cleveland gone missing in the past month? Well, I think we all know the answer, as 85,000 immigrant children have gone missing at the southern border under Pedo Joe's watch. I retweeted this today. May God bless the child protectors, and may God damn the child predators. This from DC Drano. Guys, here's the serendipitous part. Over 10,000 orphan children have been reported missing in the past 4 months in Ukraine. They're believed to be kidnapped and child sex trafficked. Now, here is the important serendipitous part. If you haven't heard, God bless Mel Gibson and Tim Ballard, who will be releasing a four-part documentary series exposing the massive plague of child sex trafficking. Here's just a quick blurb from our friends over at Redacted about child sex trafficking.
We just learned that Mel Gibson is about to release a four-part massive documentary series on the worldwide child sex trafficking ring that brings in $34 billion a year in revenue. $34 billion in revenue. Just for a frame of reference, the airline industry this year, it's bounced back. It's on pace to do $22 billion in revenue this year. 22. That's all airline companies combined. Child sex trafficking is more profitable than the airline industry.
Friends, I'll pause it there. I really would like to play more, but I don't want to steal any time from my most esteemed guests. Len, as you know, if we don't protect the children, what are we? We are a lost species. And it appears that child sex trafficking is one of the global cartel's favorite things to do in this world, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think you have to add to it what is not really recognized widely is the organ harvesting industry. Probably a lot of the money, probably even potentially most of the money, is coming from actually slaughtering the children and then ultimately selling the organs to various places that are now engaged in this commercial enterprise.
That's right. And the organ harvesting that's happening. Oh, by the way, we should talk about what's going on in Ukraine. I mean, as Lindsey Graham goes there and sits in front of Zelensky and literally says it's the best money we've ever spent as children go missing, it really begs the question, what is Ukraine really about? Gentlemen, I'll start anywhere y'all want to go. I think I'll go to one of my new guests here, John Moore, Mitch Fine. Where would you guys like to begin? Because I know Len has a lot to say about this and he's got some talking points to share with us here today.
Well, Sean, Mitch and I spent our adult lives dealing in the world of evidence. And the evidence of child trafficking, of course, is clear and convincing that it has been taking place for years, for decades. The evidence, however, of how much and the dollar value, I'm a bit mystified because as opposed to airlines, which publicly disclose their profits and loss, the child sex trafficking takes place in secret. There's no public records whatsoever that I'm aware of how much money is made in that particular industry. No doubt there's money made, but how would you determine the amount of money made? I'm a bit of at a loss, except maybe authorities or people taking educated guesses right as to how much money is made. The dollar amount is not really relevant. What's relevant is that it's taking place. Ukraine has been known for quite a few years to be a place where women have been sex trafficked. And of course, it'd be children in the mix as well. That's nothing new. It's being brought to light because of all the journalists that are in Ukraine right now, all the attention being brought to Ukraine. But Ukraine has become the playground for wealthy men and women who have no scruples and want to do things they can't do in other countries. You have some feedback on that, Mitch?
No, John, I think the focus that I would like to take is just to springboard off of what Dr. Horowitz and Sherry Kane's work with respect to their investigations into the activities of different corporations who are taking the lead on this. So I'm going to actually defer to Dr. Horowitz. And then when he finishes with his presentation, I'm going to complement that with my own research, which really focuses more on this whole industry of gender dysphoria and the operations and the medical interventions that are happening on children. When you speak about children deserving of protection, they are the most vulnerable, and there are tremendous human rights issues involved with that. So I'm going to defer to Dr. Horowitz, and then after he finishes presentation and join your presentation, I'd like to add what I feel is a kind of a negative complement to this discussion.
Hey, Len, we'll turn you loose in 1 second. I just want to set this up for folks who have been following our work for a long time, and I want to remind people that Jimmy Savile was involved in child sex trafficking and pedophilia for all his years at the BBC, and it was covered up. And he was close friends with the royals, right? I think Prince Charles wanted him to be the godfather to his sons. In addition to that, Sir Edward Heath named as being involved in the ritual murders of as many as 16 children, but only after his death. The list is long with these types of stories, the Franklin cover-up. And by the way, I'd like to mention that Pedalgate and Pizzagate, thanks to the WikiLeaks emails, in which famously Hillary Clinton said she's anxious to sacrifice a chicken in the backyard to Moloch, and the Pizzagate, pizza-related FBI code words that were used by John Podesta, involving Marina Abramovic, involving Comet Ping Pong, so many things that CNN immediately tried to quote-unquote debunk without doing any investigative journalism. Len, we know Pizzagate and Pedogate, those are the hashtags people can search for on Twitter. We know it's real, it's 100% real, and it seems to only be getting worse.
Well, gee whiz, you know, the discussion started with you and I a few weeks ago when Target Corporation made headline news for its woke advertisements and new line of children's products that basically are confusing the sexes. And I actually have to defer in great memory to our beloved Sherry Kane, who was an outstanding investigative journalist who focused on this issue of child sex trafficking and the whole pedophilia issues. What Sherry uncovered, and particularly through our legal cases in Hawaii that involve parties that I'll mention, I'll give you the names of some of these parties that are intimately basically intertwined with the bigger picture. You see, the bigger picture is a racketeering enterprise. There's a globalist racketeering enterprise that essentially is controlled by criminal psychopaths who are satanically possessed. And having worked with the FBI's methods and materials in serial homicide, if you study serial killers, which these people are, they're psychopathic serial killers. The work of Burgess and Ressler at Quantico is the definitive work in this field. And I studied that. I actually have a scientific publication that concerns the Florida dental AIDS tragedy going back to 1990, where I used the FBI's methods and materials to solve a mystery in that case that was never supposedly solved. But the whole context of this insanity and criminality is child abuse, is that the powers that be, they grow up with parents who abuse them emotionally, psychologically, physically, sexually. And from that abuse, according to Ressler and Burgess's work, what happens is that the brain fries. You literally have a shifting of the neurology of the brain that gives a normal person who's been loved and cared for by parents, it shifts them into becoming serial killers, whereby what gives a normal person pleasure gives them pain and vice versa. What gives a normal person pain gives them pleasure. So they get engaged in this process. And in psychiatry and psychology, it's known as a neuroticism. The neuroticism has to be worked out. It's never complete. And what happens is that the serial psychopaths, killers, and sex traffickers and child abusers continue to abuse in an effort to actually extinguish the pain and suffering and the traumatic memories that they hold inside of them. Now, that's definitive science, Burgess and Ressler at the FBI. However, now we get engaged in this issue of Target and what's taking place in corporate America, intertwined with the FBI's corruption and deep state's manipulations of we the people. With Target, what people don't realize is that they have a major operation within Target that is supposedly helping the FBI, that is engaged in volunteers from the enterprise, from Target Corporation, volunteering their services to facilitate the FBI's search for missing children. And like you've been saying, there's masses of them. What people don't realize is that Target is also partnered. They have a subsidiary called Life Touch. Now think about that name, Life Touch. Think about even the Target itself, as though they're targeting children. They have Life Touch photography organization that holds the major governmental contracts for filming our children, taking pictures of our children in the school systems, in the public schools. And then, you know, and I do too, they publish this. And this becomes virtually a menu for all of their pedophile affiliates who know what's going on. Now, that quote conspiracy theory, which we have to presume is accurate because of the facts that we're presenting. And that's what now intertwines with Sherry Kane's brilliant research in Hawaii and the people that we've been dealing with in Hawaii. The main player in Hawaii who currently has been, just like the Hunter Biden, been slapped with the FBI's investigation. However, what's taking place is a manipulation, and ultimately it's a virtual slap on the wrist where they're, instead of holding him for treason and the most outrageous manipulations, they are been holding him for having a gun without license and having evaded taxes. Similarly, in Hawaii, the man that stole my property and Sherry Kane's property, and even attorney Mitch Fine's property in Hawaii, his name is Paul J. Sulla Jr. He's an FBI informant, and he is a CIA operative based on a massive amount of intelligence that we've accumulated over the past approximately 13, 14 years. And that the integration of this is vitally important, because you then begin to see what's taking place in my legal cases in Hawaii is a model for the way this entire racketeering enterprise controlled by criminal, satanically possessed psychopaths is actually operating. And we see it as a model affecting not only individuals in properties in Hawaii, but internationally, because literally the people that Mr. Sulla and company, that involves also the corrupted judicial system that is virtually completely controlled. It's captured. The controllers of the justice system have been captured by this racketeering enterprise. We call it deep state. We call it oligarchs. We call it global industrialists. They're heading for a new world order and global reset with the economy crashing. But the fundamental dynamics of how this operates from the very beginning through to the top is very evident in our case. Sherry Kane was manslaughtered. The court system and Mr. Sulla and the prosecutor, Mitch Roth, who's currently the mayor of Hilo. And people have not thought about the fact, because mainstream media, which is involved in cognitive warfare, mind manipulation, mind controlling psyopsis, they've got everybody looking at the southern border of the United States and the drug cartels working in Mexico. But the main fentanyl, just like main child traffic, human trafficking, is coming from Micronesia and the Pacific Rim in China. So that literally, where is the first place it comes into the United States? It comes in Hawaii, the ports of Honolulu and the port of Hilo, and the whole island, the big island of Hawaii, we have now recognized and documented is completely controlled. A great war website source of information on this matter is the waronwethepeople.net website, where Sherry Kane has numerous articles published that begin to show us the connection between people like Mr. Sulla, whose son was indicted by the feds for the pedophilia, and Mr. Sulla has been engaged with others in the Big Island. They are actually bringing in children and women, poor children. They prey on them to begin their integration into a new world religion, you see, that's based on pharmaceuticals. Mr. Sulla is the main trafficker to the mainland U.S. that involves the United States government, highest level officials in CIA and FBI that are aware of this. I personally have dealt with four different FBI agents on this matter. Sherry Kane gave up her life to bring justice to this matter. She was a voice for women and children who had no voices. She was outstanding. And ultimately, they murdered her. They manslaughtered her based on the fact that they totally neglected all of the injustices that she was attempting to have people brought to justice. Ultimately, Mr. Sulla is the main trafficker to the United States from Hawaii of what they call the God molecule for the New World religion. It's called ayahuasca on the street, or the Daime religion. And when you start to study that, what's the connection between what's taking place on the lowest levels where they're growing it on the Big Island of Hawaii, which, as I'll mention in a minute, integrates with the what the Bidens are engaged in the Ukraine, because this is international criminal psychopathology. What Mr. Sulla has been doing is working with the Bronfman crime family. If you go back in history and study the Bronfman crime family, and it's Jeffrey Bronfman who's currently at the height leading the Church of Daime throughout North America. The Bronfman crime family is infamous for having imported the liquor from Canada. And how they shipped that across the United States was via the Carnegie Vanderbilt train system, along with the Rockefellers using the same virtual trains to ship their petrochemicals. Ultimately, the drugs as well as the alcohol was moving on the same rail system that built America. The other world of America was virtually built on this black market. And that the Bronfman crime family intimately connected from the very get-go in this crime operation today is actually celebrating the decision of who? John Roberts, your chief of the Supreme Court of the United States, in 2006 decision, it granted that ayahuasca church the capability to bring this drug into the United States from Brazil, which was a whole CIA operation from the get-go. Sherry Kane and I and Mitch made that clear in a book that's called The Ayahuasca Death Cult. Ultimately, that has been breached. What John Roberts granted, it has even been breached. And the FBI has been complicit in breaching it because they are aware of what the Bronfmans are doing. They're aware of the importation from Mr. Sulla in Hawaii of the drug, the ayahuasca dimethyltryptamine, for class one narcotic. And ultimately, this is where now you begin to see the corruption in my neighborhood in Hawaii goes to the very top of the crime syndicate. Now, let me just also finalize by saying this. This is a whole summary of about 13, 14 years of research. My neighbor had his property stolen by Mr. Sulla, just like I did. Mr. Sulla, working for the CIA, working for the FBI, is a predicate felon forger. He, for a professional career, forges mortgages and deeds, among other things. Besides running a church of ayahuasca on the Big Island of Hawaii, the quintessential beginning of the operation of this manipulation across the United States started in Hawaii with the McKenna brothers, Terrence and Dennis McKenna. That their operation was taken over ultimately by Mr. Sulla and his operation in the CIA and the FBI. And that then Mr. Sulla's son has been indicted as somebody who's recruiting people like women and children who are lost souls into this church in Hawaii. And that ultimately from there, they are put on this drug and claim that they're going to see God. Now, this happens to go again very much beyond even the Bronfman crime family. Beyond supplying the Bronfman crime cartel across the United States with this class one narcotic hallucinogen, they're actually also fueling the United States federal government and the United States military that has, along with the CIA and the FBI, advanced this entire mentality that this is a wonderful drug for post-traumatic stress disorder. That they're claiming, oh, it's perfect for the way that, you know, we can help have therapy and heal all of our veterans who have suffered war traumas and having this post-traumatic stress disorder affecting them. Take this drug and it will be resolved. Now, beyond that, think about the bigger context of psychological operations, cognitive warfare, where they're controlling our brains and the way we think as Americans so that we see these things happening. We don't even think about these things happening. It was Johns Hopkins who gave us all the COVID data and the COVID manipulation, saying, oh, we've got such terrible morbidity and mortality. We're suffering terribly. You've got to institute the mandatory vaccinations, the mandatory masking, mandatory social distancing, and shutdown. This was largely Johns Hopkins and the Central Intelligence Operation. And so that's the main organization that has been advancing the psychological benefits, supposedly, of the dimethyltryptamine DMT. All of this, even to the extent that the United States Postal Service recently had a stamp showing a beautiful, you know, plant that was growing from the soil, by this stamp because it's for post-traumatic stress disorder. It's going to help our veterans deal with post-traumatic stress. Hogwash, this is a complete psychological operation for a criminal enterprise that's advancing, like Mr. Sulla's son, pedophilia, child sex trafficking matters, bringing these people into this unfortunate and terrible criminal enterprise. Now, let me finalize. My neighbor, I mentioned, he had his property stolen. My property was just worth a couple million. His property, the Gregorian brothers, they're my neighbor. And their property was worth close to $1 billion. And it was Mr. Sulla who forged their mortgage and deed, just like he did mine, sent it through various shell organizations, just like we're witnessing in the Biden family. And in fact, the Gregorian brothers are the Biden Burisma's chief competitor in the Ukraine. In the Ukraine, they own the arms business bank and a major gas station network throughout the Ukraine and Armenia. And that their major bank, that's my neighbor's, whose property was stolen, just like mine, by the same man using the same technique of forging deeds and mortgages. And ultimately, this is a pattern in practice that I personally went to the FBI. I'm still waiting for the prosecutors FBI has Mr. Sulla on 8 counts currently of criminal behavior activity. And not one of those counts is forgery for theft of property. Not one. We have massive amount of evidence. And in fact, one of the FBI agents who was so great, fantastic woman, did an outstanding investigation. She left the FBI because they bosses shut it down, exactly like we're witnessing the shutdown of all this intelligence, of the corruption of the Biden and Burisma family cartel. So this is where I see what's taking place on the lowest levels for we the people, including me, a normal homeowner, has my property and virtual career completely undermined by the level of corruption. And in Hawaii, the current mayor I mentioned, Mitch Roth, was the prosecutor who regularly left Mr. Sulla off the hook. He's a major Democrat. The entire Democratic Party in the state of Hawaii is grossly corrupted and manipulated by this same racketeering enterprise controlled by criminal psychopaths that are satanically possessed. That's my two cents, Sean.
Guys, thanks so much for tuning in. Just a quick word about our sponsor. Did you know Bank of America is saying gold will go to $2,200 this year? An all-time high. Invest in a gold IRA with Noble Gold Investments today and take advantage of this rare opportunity to secure your retirement savings. Now remember, there's always a risk of investment and no guarantee of any kind, so do your own due diligence. But I myself own gold. With the experts at Noble Gold Investments, you can ride the wave of gold's historic rise to financial security amidst all the inflation. This month, they're offering a solid silver 5-ounce America the Beautiful coin with every qualifying precious metals IRA or 401k rollover. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments. Hurry and go to noblegoldinvestments.com to secure your wealth and bag a free 5-ounce America the Beautiful coin, if you qualify. NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
My God. All right. If we're going to name names here, Mitch, in a minute, and I beg your indulgence for 1 second, Mitch, but I do want to ask you about those alleged crimes of Mr. Sulla. Let me just say, you know, Len, when you mentioned the New World Order drug, I didn't think you'd say ayahuasca, I thought you'd say adrenochrome, and we may want to talk about adrenochrome here in this interview, because that is the material that they try to get from these kids after they torture and terrorize them. But I wanted to mention this too, since you mentioned the vaccine. RFK Jr. is alleging that Anderson Cooper at CNN was paid some $12 million to push the vaccine, the bioweapon masquerading as a vaccine. That's in addition to his annual salary at CNN of $12 million. And Len, given our recent conversation about the Vanderbilt bloodlines and Anderson Cooper and that Podesta art in that crazy, crazy pool, which I photographed for myself in the basement of the Biltmore Mansion, just mentioning Anderson Cooper in this broadcast, I think is warranted. One more thing I want to say here. You mentioned Life Touch Photography and Target. Now, as you know, I used to work for Target in the marketing department. If I had anything concrete to share with you all about this subject as it relates to Target, I wish I could. I would, certainly. My career ended there in 2008 after 10 years in the marketing department. But I do want to mention this as it relates to sort of that subject and these things hiding in plain sight. You guys will remember the Hampstead cover-up. Now, I interviewed the mother, Ella Draper, in detail about her children, Gabriel and Elisa. And of course, the BBC and the mainstream media in the UK turned against that woman and literally drummed her out of the country. They were going to arrest her, and she had to flee the country. Those poor children were then released back to the father, not her husband, by the way, Ricky Dearman. And hiding in plain sight, I'll show you guys this if you haven't seen it, that Ricky Dearman then reappeared in the United States a few years later with what appear to be the same children right here. There's Elisa, there's Gabriel, in an eBay ad where he was said to be winning an award for a Small Business Entrepreneur of the Year award at eBay. Think about that. eBay, selling kids, Elisa, Gabriel right there behind him. And he used the name, not Ricky Dearman, but Gab Williams. Mitch, I'm sure you have a lot to say about the alleged crimes of Mr. Sola. That's all news to me, sir.
Well, as the doctor said, I've been working on that case now with Dr. Horowitz for close to 20 years. And when I first began as an attorney in California, not in Hawaii, I really couldn't believe it. I kept saying to Dr. Horowitz, there's no way. The court's going to see this and the court's not going to allow it. And Dr. Horowitz said, You've got an education here that is going to unfold before you. So I'm mystified by what happened. As Dr. Horowitz says, we have the evidence of the crimes that have occurred with respect to Dr. Horowitz's property and how that property interrelates with this $1 billion property that Dr. Horowitz also mentioned. So. That case is still ongoing. We lost in the we didn't lose in the lower court. They actually defaulted Dr. Horowitz because they claimed that he could not represent himself. And the law, and I won't go into the details here. It wasn't the law. It was we sent it up to appeal, and the appellate court determined that in fact Dr. Horowitz's position was correct. And they remanded it back to the lower court and said that Dr. Horowitz had been defaulted improperly, that he had never been given the opportunity to present his case. And the Intermediate Court of Appeals instructed the lower court to allow Dr. Horowitz to proceed with his case and to present his evidence. Well, the lower court had a different goal in mind. Once again, they didn't allow Dr. Horowitz to present his case. And again, they found against him based on no evidence. So it's extremely frustrating what's going on. And frankly, as an attorney, I'm embarrassed by what this court has done. But that case is going on, and if there is divine justice, if there's karma, Mr. Sulla has now been indicted by the federal government on 8 counts. Unfortunately, again, as Dr. Horowitz has said, none of those counts have to do with forgery and the theft of property arising out from those forgeries. So the jury literally is still out. We'll see what happens. But Dr. Horowitz's life work, he had a property that was unimaginably mystical and beautiful, where he was exploring his 528, his vibrations, the healing waters. Everything was coming into fruition on that property, and everything was taken away by this criminal cabal in Hawaii. So Sean, I as a lawyer, I'm embarrassed for the courts. What I did also want to say in follow-up to Dr. Horowitz's presentation just now was there was a recent law that was passed in California, SB 107. And this is very interesting because this is where this the dovetailing between child abductions and pedophilia and what's going on with these child surgeries and hormone therapies and puberty blockers. Senate Bill 107, which was signed by Newsom, basically says that if a child in another state is has gender dysphoria, and the parents and the state will not give that child appropriate therapy, and that child escapes to California, the courts of California will take what they call emergency jurisdiction over that child. So now children on the road and their abductors can claim, oh, we're going to California for gender affirmative therapy, and the parents are not allowing this, and we're now going to ask the courts for emergency jurisdiction so that this child of 14 years old or 10 years old or whatever can begin this what they call gender journeys. In California, now we have this explosion of homelessness in California, this explosion of crime, and now we're going to get people from all these states, children from these states, escaping to California, asking for emergency jurisdiction of the courts so they can then have these gender-affirming surgeries. And the question becomes is, how vulnerable are these children? Now their parents are in other states, and California, under this law, does not have to recognize the valid subpoenas of a foreign jurisdiction of another state. So California can say, no, we're not going to recognize your subpoena. We're not going to give the parents any information because this child is a requested our protection, the protection of the court. So I think with Dr. Horowitz, you touched on so many things, talking about child abuse and why exactly is this child abuse happening? What is the origin psychologically of pedophilia? And I think Dr. Horowitz, and again, I know with limited time, didn't really have time to go into it, but what is this child affirming therapy that's going on that the Yale a pediatric group says can start with children as young as 3 years old.
Len, before you respond, and John, we're coming to you, I swear, guys. By the way, John is the host of the Liberty Man broadcast on RBN Network. So, John, we are coming to you. Len, before you respond, I want to let the audience know that the demon rat who is in charge of the state in which I live, can't even say his name, I don't want to say it, Governor Waltz, and I use the term governor loosely, and his lieutenant governor, a female woke insane libtard, have introduced legislation, this is passed now, whereby what was just described by Mitch can pretty much happen in the state of Minnesota. And because of the loose nature of the language, if the state deems the parents unfit because the parents aren't willing to affirm the child gender surgery, the state can step in and take the kids from parents who are going to resist the satanic agenda. Len, that's what it is. It's a satanic agenda.
It absolutely is. And then what people don't realize also, and Mitch just touched on it a little bit, what happens inside a child that is questioning their sexuality? They have to question whether God made a mistake. When you do that, you're in big trouble. You open yourself up to satanic possession. And that's what's taking place. And that's purposeful. It's not an accident that this is taking place. You know, self-esteem, self-love, self-care, this whole understanding of what a blessing, you know, you've been granted by having a body, a Holy Spirit-filled temple on this planet. And then suddenly now you are engaged in the psychopathic woke mentality where you question the, you know, your own sexuality. That's insane. Now, again, there's only one way that we can actually reasonably interpret that. Where does that come from? What's the outcome? What's the purpose? And it's only one thing. It's the transhumanization of civilization. And that's what big tech is actually engaged in, advancing the great global reset. For what purpose? Not simply economics. It's like I mentioned on your show last time. It is like the end of a Monopoly game where you have one player who owns all the property. What do? They don't put planet Earth away in the closet like they do a Monopoly board. They actually get a chance to rearrange the board. And that's what they're doing with China, with Taiwan, with Iran, with the Middle East. That's what exactly what they're doing. And what are they doing to us in this context of transhumanizing our entire society? That means integrating artificial intelligence and robotics and the Neuralink, the brain cloud connection that they contain, that they actually manipulate, administer wirelessly now, enabling them to data mine ongoing in real time everything that's taking place in your body. Think about that. Think about how much money can be made by holding on to everything that's going on inside your body and diagnosing it, and then actually using your own DNA. We talk about, you know, using heart organs harvested for money making. Well, this is what they're also doing with DNA, according to science, not speculation. Study the research, study the scientific articles, and you see that with all of the data that's being mined internationally by big tech, they need data storage. What is the data storage device that they're going to be using? It's human DNA, human DNA. So all of this is a bigger picture that people are not wrapping their heads around, primarily because we have what's called cognitive warfare ongoing, and people are being diverted. There's diversion, there's counterintelligence. We don't even know who to trust anymore in the media because it's all controlled. Even the independent media, you know, aside from your program and John, you, God bless you, on Republic Broadcasting Network, there are few voices that are really telling the whole truth and nothing but the truth to set us free. The mainstream, as well as the independent media, largely are controlled. Controlled opposition is part of the agenda to control people's brains, behavior, attitudes, votes. All of it's also controlled. So I look upon the situation. I know we talked about this in our last show, Sean. We need a miracle to get us out of this mess. And that's what I'm banking on. That's what I'm researching, how we can use the miraculous capabilities we have as divinely inspired children of the Creator, and basically use the frequencies, for particularly 528 love, pure tone, to and the miracle frequency of the original solfeggio musical scale, to bring about the miracles necessary for the 1,000 years of world peace that's been prophesied.
God bless you, Len. I didn't know you lost a $2 million property in Hawaii, and I just really appreciate your testimony here. John, you may recall in 2015 or 16, Tom DeLay told Newsmax in a broadcast that he had seen a secret memo circulating at the DOJ that said they want to fast track or legalize 12 perversions, including pedophilia and bestiality. And the United Nations wants to legalize pedophilia. It's a brave new world in which we find ourselves, and a very sick one, isn't it, John?
Part of my bio is I'm a veteran U.S. Army Special Forces combat veteran of Vietnam, and I'm part of the Special Forces community. In that regard, I worked as a private contractor working for parents to transport troubled teens from the parents' home to private Christian boarding schools. In that regard, I would have power of attorney to act as a parent for that transport. Now, take that concept a step further. Desperate parents who have financial means, whose children have been taken to some other state without their consent, parents who have the financial means to hire private contractors to go to that state, take the children with the full power of attorney of the acting of the parents, and return that child, to the custody of the parents in the state that they were gotten from. It's a whole different world that most people aren't aware exists. I'm aware it exists because I've been part of it. And desperate parents with financial means, they will do that. They will hire private contractors to go to wherever that child is, take the child into custody with the power of attorney of the parents being given to them, and cross state lines to bring that child back to the safety and security of the parent's home. I can easily see that happening, gentlemen.
John, that is a brilliant idea. Thanks for sharing that. You know, you always see those series about how they're targeting just one guy who's a pedophile. No, I want to see black ops guys, the kind that John just described there, going in and rounding up the people responsible for this at the top of the pyramid. I want to see these guys black bagged. These people need to be black bagged and brought directly to Gitmo. John, when's it going to happen?
Well, one team I worked with, they were hired by the parents to take the children from a cult where they'd been taken and were needed to be rescued. The team rescued the children, took them to a remote cabin where they were fed a lot of protein for better part of a month because they had a high sugar diet as part of the cult. The team received cards, Christmas cards for years from these two youngsters as they became adults, thanking the team for the work they did to save their lives. So it's not just fiction. It's not novels. There are private contractors who will do the right thing for the right reason. And of course, it's expensive to do this kind of activity. And it will, if it's not already taking place, it will take place because men and women with financial means, they'll do what they need to do to get their children back.
God, it's just so sad that we live in a world, in a country, Len or Mitch, where this needs to happen. Like the blue states are actively involved in some Sodom and Gomorrah level crimes against families and against children. I never dreamt we'd see this in my lifetime, but I guess that's all part of the slippery slope into the New World Order and the one world satanic government.
Well, Sean, just three or four years ago, there was a lot of outrage in the alternative media about the Muslims committing genital mutilation on little girls. Rightfully so. And now we have men and women in positions of trust and authority, governors and medical doctors, basically advocating the same thing, aren't they?
100%, the child gender affirmation mill. It's an industry that preys on children. In some of these hospitals, they'll perform surgeries on children as young as 3 or 4 years old. In what world would a 3 or 4 year old need his penis cut off or the breasts removed? And this is just madness. And I think people are waking up, and thank God, Target and Bud Light and the North Face and all of these grooming corporations, they're starting to pay a price for their wokeness. Thank God. I mean, we got to vote with our pocketbook, but at the same time, it's a double-edged sword, as if we destroy these companies by no longer shopping there, then we kind of shoot ourselves in the foot. I just don't even know what to do anymore. Anybody have any ideas about how we stop this plague besides divine intervention?
Mitch, give us your ideas. How are we going to stop this mess?
Well, you know, it's interesting. As Sean was talking and as John was talking, I was thinking about the governor, the attorney general of Texas, who attempted to stop it.
Yeah.
Ken Paxton.
And they want to impeach him for it.
That's right. He brought an investigation against these two pharmaceutical companies who were the primary movers of these hormone disruptors and these puberty blockers, Endo Pharmaceuticals and AbbVie, Inc. He brought that in December 2020, and he was impeached May 27, 2023. So it's definitely an uphill battle. In response to John's comment, John, the California law, and I don't know if you've had an opportunity actually to look at it, actually saw you coming and makes it illegal if a private attorney general or a private party comes into the state of California and attempts to take a child back. They will be arrested and incarcerated because California will not recognize a lawful subpoena. It will not recognize a court order. It will not recognize anything so long as that child who...
Mitch, I've done this myself. It's a dark night. You're laying in the grass of a golf course. I'll crawl past you close enough for you to touch me, and you won't even know it. That's the kind of men we're talking about. Men who think it's perfectly normal to jump out of airplanes in the middle of the night and kill people. Okay, men who take high-risk activities as a matter of fun and sport, like I do, jumping out of airplanes, rock climbing, rappelling. And they will take on these challenges, and they're willing to take the chance of being arrested because that's the kind of men they are. Risking arrest is a not nearly as dangerous as risking death from jumping out of airplanes or going on covert operations against an enemy. So there are men who will do this, and they will take the chance and take the risk. And most likely they'll be successful because they're very bright guys. The lowest IQ allowed is 120 in special forces. These are very bright men, very tough, very smart, very athletic, and they do their homework. They don't take unnecessary risks. They take calculated risk. And the people who hold these children improperly and illegally, they won't know what happened. The kid will just be gone.
Well, John, as you know, there's that very famous case right now of the father in Canada who was arrested for using the wrong pronoun when referring to his child. So we are going to need people who have who are willing to take a risk beyond using a wrong pronoun. And
yes, sir. Absolutely.
Hey, John, can I ask you a question? And it's sure. A rhetorical one. I really don't know. Look, we're in the ninth inning here for humanity. And so where are these guys you described? It's a rhetorical question, but I do wonder, how come Henry Kissinger is turning, what is he, 100? George Soros, these guys live forever and they prey on us and they prey on our children and they walk around fine every GD day of the year and nobody does anything. So where are the people that are going to stand up for the children? If not standing up for me and you and our families, our children, if we don't stand up for our children, oh my God, we probably deserve what we're going to get.
Well, we're seeing, you touched on this briefly when it came to Target and Anheuser-Busch. That's the average guy and gal standing up for the right thing and for the children. Anheuser-Busch is stands to go out of business, quite frankly. If what's going on continues for the rest of this calendar year, they will be bankrupt. And Target's headed the same direction, losing $1 billion a day for 10 days straight. There's no company that can withstand it. And I would like to be at the next stockholders meeting when these CEOs have to answer to the stockholders who don't necessarily want to be part of it.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. But I do wonder, where are the white hat operations? Is there anything really going on in Gitmo? Is there actually a Donald J. Trump government that is trying to battle this Washington, D.C. corporate banana republic government and the false impersonator, the guy parading around as the president when he's no such thing, Joseph Robinette Biden, who is clearly in the pocket of those who have bribed him. And now, finally, the documents are being turned over by the FBI to Congress because the FBI and the DOJ have been covering up for the crimes of the Biden crime family for as long as I can remember. I mean, is there anything going on, John, in your mind? By white hats in the background, any activity, anything you can point to that might suggest our republic will be saved in the final hour by white hats who actually care about our nation?
Well, I know the white hats exist. I'm in touch with some of them. They're doing what they can within the limits of their ability for the time being. For the time being, they have to work within the rule of law. But there'll come a time when the rule of law will be thrown out the window and good men and women do what they have to do. This happened in Tennessee at the end of World War II, where the veterans took over the courthouse where the illegal vote counting was taking place. So there's precedence for this. Good men and women standing up to do the right thing for the right reasons. That courthouse was captured and held until the Tennessee State Police got there and relieved them of their responsibilities. So there is precedence for this, and it may come down to this. The term civil war gets tossed about a lot, way too much, I think. There's a saying, civil war isn't. There's nothing civil about civil war. It's the last thing you want for any country. I see more of a Balkanization of the country than I do civil war, mm-hmm. where California, New York, Illinois break off from the rest of the country, or vice versa. The 20 states that are doing the right things, they break off. I see that as more likelihood than civil war myself. How about you, Mitch?
it's hard to imagine. I never thought in my lifetime I would see anything like this, John. It's amazing. One thing, Sean, that the military is doing, the Department of Defense providers, there was an article in the American Journal of Public Health, March 2023, just a few months ago, where they said, this is the Department of Defense, with respect to military members, the only pathway for children with gender dysphoria is to immediately move forward with gender affirming healthcare. So that's our military providers. So they're going after the military children. So I think, John, my question to you, John, is this the individual that you see, the one who's going to hide in the grass and do what's ever necessary, is that a dying breed, or are they still out there?
If it wasn't for Afghanistan, yes. But, the Vietnam vets are all in their 70s and older. In fact, there was a World War II vet in my outfit in Vietnam. But no, the Afghan vets are still relatively young men, age 50 and younger. So, yes, there's many thousands of men with highly specialized skills in covert operations. So there's no shortage of them, not at all.
I would just like to say, when we talk about a civil war, guys, Mitch, sorry, when we talk about a civil war, we are kind of seeing it right now. There is a civil war, and it is the behavior of these blue states as they target our children.
It's spiritual warfare. And ultimately, I think that what John said, that there is a rule of law that needs to be followed by even the white hats. Well, Mitch and I have actually, unfortunately, experienced there is no rule of law in Hawaii whatsoever. It's like Trump had said when he had attempted to stop the child trafficking and the drug in coming from China by increasing border security. What he learned is that Hawaii became the first state to oppose it, and the Attorney General of the state of Hawaii actually got, as a plaintiff in the case against Trump, a Muslim who actually the FBI had suspected strongly was in the Muslim Brotherhood, and he was basically in the terrorist network of organization. This is organized crime. And this is what they've done over the law and all the court system. And Trump said, this is a virtual quote, it's virtually impossible to win a case in the Ninth Circuit. Ninth Circuit is California, Hawaii, and the West Coast. Look what's happening again in Wokehood, in Oregon and Seattle area. So this is what we're up against. We're up against no law. That's what the FBI actually, I think it is today, that they're supposedly going to be subpoena the FBI director for a breach of his summons to the Congress. This is, we have no law. So that, what does that mean to me if you're looking for a solution? There's only one solution, and we've been talking about that. Every single one of us has been talking about that. It's a spiritual renaissance. That's why I've spent the last 48 hours trying to output a definitive video on educating people about rejuvenating and reawakening spirituality and doing what Jesus was all about, saving souls. We're dealing with souls that need to be saved. These souls, the people, this criminal psychopath, they're virtually soulless. They've sold their souls to the devil. What we need as a solution to this, we need a spiritual renaissance. Now, unfortunately, all of the religions are not really quite ready yet for that. That's why we've got to go through this trial and tribulation that's been prophesied and basically talked about throughout the book of Revelation. We're in the apocalyptic period. Babylon is falling. It's degenerated to the max right now. The chaos is exactly managed perfectly to the extent that all of the main law enforcement agencies are corrupted and captured. So what do we need? We need a miracle. And what is a miracle? A miracle is something metaphysical. It's something spiritual. It's something that God administered as a righteous. That's the law. Righteousness imparts the fact that you can stand correctly within God's law, which the United States Constitution reflects beautifully. We have all the laws. They're not following the laws. They're breaking their own laws. But God's laws are supreme. And that's why my work in the musical mathematical matrix of divine design and integrating our own souls and spirit and reawakening the prayer power and faith within us that can actually overcome and have miraculous manifestations. That's the only hope that I can see, Sean. And I think you feel the same way, don't you?
100%. Of course I do. And, we've talked so much about this that at the end of the day, the only thing that can really save us is a spiritual awakening. And I think it's starting to happen. And by the way, Len, I just think I figured something out. Remember we talked about the last time you were on Liquid Dentist and OxySilver with 528, and you had a great response on your site, healthyworldstore.com, but the spike was about a day or two? I can't get on your site right now. It is not loading, and I do wonder if that isn't part of the problem. Liquid Dentist and OxySilver with 528 is back in stock, guys. So I'll try to leave a link below if Len can get his site working again. Gentlemen, I think as we prepare to part ways, I do want to show you one last thing here because it all really ties together. This is not directed to what we've been talking about, but when you think about the banksters and you think about the IMF, the World Bank, the Bank for International Settlements, the House of Rothschild, the Rockefeller Foundation, the Ford Foundation, the attack against our families, the attack now against Bitcoin, because as Gary Gensler says, we don't need any more digital currencies. We already have them. We've got the digital dollar, the digital yen, the digital euro. His words, he literally just said this the other day, as he attacks Coinbase and Binance, as they wage their war on crypto. This just posted by Capo WSB over on Twitter. Breaking news, Gary Gensler has been charged with market manipulation. Coinbase provides evidence of Gary Gensler placing over $2.5 million in Bitcoin shorts just 48 hours ago. Again, friends, it's all part of the New World Order plan to enslave us. John Moore, can you please tell people how they can find your show, The Liberty Man? I know that's on Republic Broadcasting Network. I guess right. If you could send me a link, I'll link it below.
Right. Well, the live show is Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. Central Time. And everything's linked from my website at thelibertyman.com. And I'll try to figure out how I got a chat thing. I can send you my email, my website to that chat thing. So
yeah, or just email it to me. Then I'll be 100% sure to link it below in the more info section. Mitch Fine, thank you so much for joining us today too. If you have any final words for us, please, the floor is yours.
Yeah, just final comments. I just want to follow up on John's comment that he made at the beginning of the show, where it's impossible to put a number on the amount of money that the child abduction industry is making because it's out of sight. It's impossible to figure out the extent of it. We can only see how many missing children there are, the reports of that. But what is not out of sight, Sean, is this gender-affirming industry.
And that's right.
The main drug that's being prescribed for children as young as 10 years old is this drug called Lupron, which is a puberty blocker. And according to the FDA, which is not out of sight, this product currently has 25,000 adverse event reports and more than 1,500 deaths. And
oh my God.
Giving this product to children because we're saying that they're involved with suicidal ideation. But believe it or not, the side effects of Lupron are suicidal thoughts, mood changes, depression, stroke, muscle atrophy, debilitating bone and joint pain, also cardiovascular events. And now they're saying it also can cause blindness. So in addition to taking young, healthy girls and cutting off their breasts and taking young boys and castrating them, what are we doing?
I'm curious, Mitch. This is a question I just came to mind. Are these adults, these healthcare professionals, telling little boys that they really do become little girls? Telling little girls that they really do become little boys, and despite the fact that their chromosomes can't and never will change, do they convince these children they really do become the opposite sex? Which, of course, is not possible. Is that what they tell them?
They've created a dichotomy, John. What they say is you have your biological sex. The way they term it is your sex that you were assigned with at birth, right. Assigned with at birth. And then there is gender ideation, which is your subjective feelings about whether or not you're a man or you're a woman. And the problem is with this dysphoria, where your ideations about who you are sexually doesn't comport with your biological sex. And they are telling children, this is what the message is that we now have cracked the software of life, getting back to what Dr. Horowitz says with DNA and all this, so that we can turn you into the opposite sex safely and without harm. And we know from the reports, the studies, this is frankly false.
Of course it is. You can't change the chromosomes. I don't care what kind of science you got. So that's what they tell the children. They actually become the opposite sex. That's what that was the answer I was looking for. Amazing.
Maybe I could add one thing to that, guys. I'm trying to find the horrible pictures, which I know are on Twitter. I guess we don't need to see them, but let me just say, phalloplasty is the surgery in which biological females are supposedly turned into males. And it's an absolute horror show. They cut graft, they skin graft, they basically carve the forearm of the individual seeking this surgery to build a fake penis. And it's an absolute pits of hell crime against humanity. I don't know how any doctor could do it, but at the same time, Len, I don't know how any doctor could sit and perform abortions all day. I don't care how nice your yacht is. Those people are soulless demons. And by the way, did you get your site up and running there? Healthyworldstore.com. Let me know when you do, brother.
Yeah, actually, you know, remember I told you we're redoing the whole site to include an affiliate program. I guarantee you that's exactly what's taking place now. They're converting healthyworldstore.com into its new store that everybody will see, hopefully, God willing. I hope it goes up tomorrow. You're the first person that I've heard that, you know, it indicates that the store is down right now.
Well, we'll link the site below, Len, because I couldn't more highly recommend people check out Liquid Dentist and, of course, OxySilver with 528 or any of the other great products you have over there at healthyworldstore.com. And guys, gentlemen, John, Mitch, if there's any way I can pay it forward for you guys too. Mitch, is there a site you'd like for us to plug?
My site on BitChute is vaccinelawfare.com. And I just posted a video last week, but if people want to go there, I also, you can just type on Google vaccine lawfare and my site dealing with Jackson v. Massachusetts and the law and lawfare and how these folks are using law to further the transhumanist agenda. So it's all there on that site and also on BitChute at vaccine lawfare.
All right. All right. Very good. Well, I want to thank my two guests here, Mitch Fine and John Moore, so much for your time. Len, as always,
John,
a thank you
welcome.
To you. I have you on regularly, but Mitch and John, thank you so much today for coming.
John, you're very welcome. It was good to be here.
Thank you, Sean. Thank you, John and Doctor. Always a pleasure.
God bless you guys.
Thank you, Sean.
God bless you guys. You know, I think we all just increased our chances slightly that when we meet our maker, he will say, well done, my good and faithful servant. Because as we know, it is better for you to tie a millstone around your neck and plunge yourself into the depths of the sea than to hurt these little ones that might believeth in me. Those are the words of Jesus Christ. And righteously indignated he was when he said those words. I think that gives us our opportunity and every right in the world to be equally enraged by these crimes against children, crimes against our families, and crimes against humanity. My guests have been Dr. Len Horowitz. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Sean. God bless you.
God bless you, sir. John Moore, much appreciated. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Sean. Appreciate it very much.
And Attorney Mitch Fine, God bless you, sir.
Thank you, Sean, for your work.
It's my pleasure. Hey, I'm just doing my part. You guys have been leading the charge. Thanks for going under the wire first, frankly. Friends, thanks so much for tuning in. We very much appreciate you. May God bless you and your family. And I'll remind you every single day for free, visit us directly at the source for truth, at least one of the sources for truth, sgtreport.com. That is the antidote to corporate propaganda in Mockingbird mainstream media CIA lies. God bless you and yours. Bye-bye.
Now think about this. All of the math. Math is God's language. And we are the music. Music is musical mathematics. And so God created all of this, including 741. He created Satan. Why? Why would God have done that? We're suffering as his children because he gave us one of the greatest blessings that possibly any great father or parent could administer, free will.